The SJHL's hottest team as of late earned 2 points Wednesday night, and it wasn't the Bombers. Flynn Flon could not break through Melfort's defense, eating a 3-1 loss. Melfort's long-term trademark has been low-event hockey, keeping offense under control while generating enough chances to get a lead and, eventually, a win. The Mustangs played just that kind of game, the kind of game that got them 6 straight wins going into Wednesday night and moved them into second in the league, early on. Despite only dressing 10 forwards, Melfort gave the Bombers everything they could handle early. The Bombers took a potentially big blow in the first, when Carter Anderson charged into the zone and shot the puck, then lost his balance and crashed into the boards untouched. He lay on the ice for a few moments before heading to the bench, but he returned to the ice later in the period. Things got physical late in the first, with both teams making big hits, culminating in Jacob Vaucler nailing Melfort's Nolan Patterson in the corner, then getting double-teamed by Melfort's Caleb Binner and Austin Shepherd into the boards. Joey Lies came in behind the two Mustangs and knocked them into the boards from behind, starting off a small brawl. Cooler heads prevailed and the Bombers escaped the situation with a power play and no player injuries, but the game was scoreless after 20. Melfort started the second by killing the penalty and building momentum, wearing down the Bombers. Flynn Flon's team kept it close for most of the period, but couldn't keep the Mustangs at bay forever. Clay Sliva banged home the game's first goal with 7 minutes to go in the second, beating Harmon Laser Hume in close. The Bombers did themselves no favors when Carter Anderson was sent off the ice for a high hit on Melfort's Nolan Roberts less than 30 seconds after the goal. Anderson was sent to the dressing room with a head contact penalty and misconduct, and on the ensuing power play, Ryan Duguay capitalized, making it 2-0 Melfort. The Bombers thought they had tied the game when Alexi Silvestre fired a wraparound past Melfort goalie James Venn, but officials waved off the goal, saying the puck had crossed the line but the Mustangs' net was off. After a short conference, officials decided the puck would have gone in anyway and gave Flynn Flon the goal, cutting the lead to 1. Vaucler was given credit for the goal. Flynn Flon got a break in the late second with a power play, and Silvestre and Vaucler almost tied the game with a 2-on-1 chance, but Vaucler whiffed on a one-timer, eliminating that threat. The power play could come and go, the Bombers would not convert and entered the third period down 2-1. Momentum swung Flynn Flon's way early with a pair of big saves by Laser Hume on a Mustangs power play, which the Bombers killed off. The team's hard work would be pushed ahead with a power play early in the period. Anderson, back in the game following the hit in the second, teed up a slap shot that pinged off the post, then Silvestre nearly smacked the rebound home, but couldn't manage to get it. Vaucler nearly got the puck in back door, then Justin Lies had a chance in close with a wide open net, but airmailed it high and wide from point blank range. Melfort killed the penalty off, but took another one soon after, giving the Bombers 2 more minutes or less to tie the game. It turned out to be, or less, but not for what Bomber fans could call, happy reasons. Silvestre was given a penalty for tripping up a Mustangs player on his way off for a line change, making it 4-on-4. Flynn Flon emerged from both that and the following penalty kill unscathed, then got a chance with Silvestre getting a breakaway. He got the shot past Venn, but the puck dribbled through, hit the post and went out. All the missed posts and offensive failures came back to bite the Bombers when, with less than 5 minutes to go, Logan Belton got a fortunate bounce, ended up on a breakaway and scored on Laser Hume, making it 3-1. Laser Hume got involved in the defensive game a bit, personally leaving the crease and breaking up another breakaway for Sliva and springing the Bombers in on a rush, but nothing came from it. The Bombers pulled Laser Hume for an extra attacker, but little came from it, and a late penalty by Silvestre sealed Flynn Flon's fate. Venn stopped 34 of 35 Bomber shots on the night, while Laser Hume had 32 stops in a losing cause. The Bombers still win the season series with the Mustangs with a 3-2-1 record, but the Mustangs became the only team to beat the Bombers 3 times this season. The Bombers are still on top of the league standings, too far for anyone to reach with 87 points. However, the Mustangs are now in second place clearly with 75 points, including 7 straight wins. The Bombers have lost 6 of their last 10 games, taking more losses in that stretch than in their other 42 games combined. Flin Flon has just 4 games left to play this regular season, including a weekend home game against L'Orange Friday night, their final home game before playoffs. Who the Bombers might play in that round is currently unknown. The current number 8 seed in the SJHL standings is the Estevan Bruins, who have the final playoff seed with 52 points. The Kindersley Clippers are 1 point up with 53 points, but they have played one more game than the Bruins and have the same points percentage down to the 0.001%. 3 SJHL teams are confirmed to be out of the playoff race: Yorkton, L'Orange and Notre Dame. The only team that can get into the playoff race is Nipawin, but their odds are rough. The Hawks have 45 points and 4 games to go, meaning they would need to win all 4 games and have Estevan lose their last 4 or Kindersley to lose their last 2 games to make it in. Wednesday's loss puts the Bombers' chances of setting a franchise junior a win record in doubt. With 42 wins and 4 games to go, this year's Bombers have lost their chance of breaking the team's all-time win record cleanly. That belongs to the 1956-57 Bomber team that won the Memorial Cup, winning 46 of 53 games on the way. With their recent skid, the Bombers can only tie that team's accomplishment. After Friday night's home game versus L'Orange, the Bombers will face the Hawks on the road March 10 in a matinee game before finishing the regular season in Humboldt with a pair of games against the Broncos March 15-16.